Today's devotional is based on Isaiah chapter 3 and chapter 4 verse 1, and it was written by the Reverend Janet Duggins. The word of the Lord in this passage is neither comforting nor comfortable. The prophet paints a bleak picture of what the people of God can expect to face in their near future: the loss of supports and structures, resources and luxuries they have come to expect as their due, people oppressing one another, an absence of leadership, men falling victim to violence, women desperate. Why does God intend to upend the lives of God's people in this way? Because they have stopped even pretending to be just or trying to hide their wrongdoing. They have no interest in God's ways, but they are proud of their greed and conspicuous consumption. They have become a society in which the powerful crush the people and grind the faces of the poor into dust. Living in this way will bring on consequences, and those consequences will not be pretty. There is only one tiny, tiny hint of relief at the very beginning. For now, the prophet says, God will remove all these things that people have come to count on. For now, suggesting that perhaps the story will not end with the predicted social disintegration and suffering. But anything more in the way of words of hope will have to wait. Through the next several chapters of Isaiah, promises of restoration will only appear little by little. This particular text doesn't bring us there yet. Its focus is on the reckoning that has to come. It's not comforting or comfortable, but it might not be a bad thing to sit with it a while. It seems appropriate in a year marked by a global pandemic, hundreds of thousands of deaths, widespread unemployment, the upending of structures and routines, failed leadership, confrontation with the discrimination entrenched in our systems and psyches, deep societal divisions, increased pressure on the most vulnerable, and ostensibly a worsening climate crisis. We can certainly find ourselves in this third chapter of Isaiah. We too are a society little concerned with God's priorities. Our way of life is unsustainable on many fronts. There has to be a reckoning. Of course, we want to find the Advent hope, skip ahead to it even. But, as always, the prophet offers better wisdom. Before new hope can emerge, there has to be a reckoning. For now, we can ponder that truth. Let us pray. Sovereign God, when the present is difficult and the future is uncertain, we long to hear a word of hope from you. But for now, give us the grace to be patient, we pray. Give us the willingness to hear first your word of truth, your demand for justice, your call to repentance. Give us the courage for the reckoning that can allow renewed hope to blossom. Amen.